This is Build a Better Business. It's for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And so today I just want to go around and let everybody just give a sentence or two about who they are and what they do before we get started. I am Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income mentor. I have the Kathy Benner International Academy, and that's what we're going to be looking at today because today's topic is all about how to lay out your website. And again, there's a million and one variations on how you can do that, but this is going to give you kind of the 50,000 foot view, if you will, on what folks are looking for when they look at your website. Because if you are like me, as most folks are, when they tap into your website, what they're saying in their minds is, what's in it for me? What can you help me with? What is it that I can gain from your website to help me with whatever my problem is? And so you have to create your website with that in mind to answer that. What is in it for them? I see so many websites. Realtors are the worst. We were talking about real estate before we all got started, and realtors are the worst. They have this picture with them with their arms crossed. Have you seen this on all the business cards? This realtor, very successful realtor. And the arms are crossed, and they start with all their accolades. Oh, they're in the million dollar club, and they're this and they're that, and they've done this and they've done that, and they've sold this much real estate. And by the time I read for 3 or 4 minutes, I want to say, well, good for you. But I don't really see what's in it for me. I see them advertising what they are, not what how they're going to help me. And again, I just use that as an example. There's a lot of realtors out there that have amazing websites. So don't think that I'm dissing all realtors, because I'm not. There's a ton of them that are good. But there are some, and attorneys are also, I'll pick on attorneys a little bit, realtors and attorneys. Attorneys also sometimes start with all their accolades and all their education and all their, everything that they've done. And they don't even really say what kind of an attorney they are until you have to search for it and dig it out. So anyhow, my whole point in that is that we're going to look at a different way to set up your website today. So that's who I am, and that's what I bring to the table. Marty, how about you? Share who you are and what you bring.
Sure. Well, I'm excited about the topic because I actually just got started with Linda's program and I am figuring out what I want my layout to be. So thank you. And I help people get out of debt. And so it's a unique program. There isn't another one like it. It's far beyond extra payments, biweekly payments, envelope system, snowballs, avalanche. It's a cash flow management system on steroids. And every single situation we have run a scenario for by offering our free financial review, it always improves the client's bottom line. So that's what's in it for them. Their bottom line is going to be improved by strategic movement of their money at the right time without them having to figure it out. And I also run a Facebook group called Million Dollar Moms. I started that in January, and I've been inspired by Kathy because we kind of have some of the same topics of interest. And so I really looked at her website and been inspired about what I could do since I'm a little bit not as advanced in all of that setup as she is. So I just appreciate the help and support and the connections here. Thank you.
Ah, thanks, Marty. Very good. Linda, how about you?
Hi. What I'm focusing on right now is the launch and rebranding of an existing meetup group. And this is thanks to Kathy for putting me into connection with this. And so I've been on a really large personal development journey, in that I have set up things in the past. I've set up, landing pages, welcome sequences, blah, blah, blah. But given that this is a rebrand for the group and a rebrand for me, I've really been doing a deep dive using AI for ideation. And it has been a really exciting journey, and it's really only getting started. But I love how I have a sparring partner, you might say, for my ideas, and it has been really super fun. And I'll also say that I just submitted over the weekend an article for Kathy's magazine. There's about a dozen-ish of us who contribute, and I tried using AI for the ideation, and really it just became overwhelming. And I just grabbed a plain old yellow legal pad and started writing down things that what I thought could be a good point. And we can go into it later, but through using several tools to create a written transcript of an audio spoken set of ideas and then honing it. It was an amazing experience, and I have a degree in English. I have written a lot of papers, and this was the neatest thing ever. So I'll just leave it at that. I just feel like I'm on the cusp of some really neat things and enjoying it.
Well, and just know content is king, Linda. And wow, oh wow, you have just created that engine for yourself that you can
Yeah.
start cranking out tons of content once you get into the system. And I'll say this about AI, it will start to recognize your voice in your writing. And then when you throw some ideas in there, it'll automatically come out in your voice because it will learn your voice. And that's what's really good about AI, and it will shorten up your creation time.
Right. And I am actually involved in a program right now where I am training my GPT on who I am, and I mean thoroughly, to where it could write a report that a psychologist would go like, wow, where did you get this? So this is deep, deep, deep. And it will be my tribe of mentors. It will be a writing partner, an ideation partner, and it'll also be an encourager. And there's so many aspects to this that I'm really excited to explore. And I was looking for an opportunity for a breakthrough, and this is part of it.
Well, Linda, here's what I want to toss out for you. When you feel you're ready, because we go through how to create content in this particular podcast. So when you feel that you are ready, if you want to practice on us before you put something out for your tribe, or if you just want to market it here and teach a segment and then segue at the end on here's how you can connect more with Linda if you want to learn more or get onto her platform, you are welcome to do that.
Thank
So I'll
you.
just toss that out there. Okay, Sherry, how about you?
Hey, everybody. Today, anybody who's listening, watching this on video, I have my office manager here squirming all over my lap here. So those of you who can't see it, my kitty cat.
Now, what's your office manager's name?
Mercury.
Mercury, okay.
Yes, this is Mercury. And he doesn't like anything to do with the computer. He likes mom to stop using it. So,
That's why he's there. Between
well,
you and
yeah, he just came. It's time for lunch. So, anyway, he's going to have to wait just a little bit. So, hey, everybody, I'm Sherry Dotter. That's Sherry with a C and Dot with a stutter. So, there's two T's and two ERs in that name. I am a neuro leadership coach, and my focus is helping you understand writing and writing disabilities and math disabilities. So I am helping, I'm training teachers, and I also tutor students on helping them understand what is blocking them from being able to engage in basic writing and basic math skills. Now, I'm not talking writing a dissertation, writing a book, or anything like that. I'm talking about getting started and really understanding the conceptual under components behind writing skills. So I'm going to be speaking on Tuesday, not tomorrow, Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, to a group at an extended service center. and I will be speaking to a blend of teachers, occupational therapists, and special education professionals. And so we'll see how this revamp of being going from a direct service provider as an occupational therapist to having my certification now as a neuro leadership coach and being able to share some of that knowledge.
Very nice. I have been following Sherry for some time, and she is a rock star in my world. she's doing all of these speaking engagements. I love that. Sherry is also in our speakers cabinet. So if any of you are looking for a speaker, say like on a Zoom or, you know, any, it doesn't have to be in person, but if you're doing a program and you want to interview someone or you're doing a podcast, please visit our speakers bureau, and I will also show you how to find that. So anyway, so
Kathy, I also use ChatGPT almost all day long, every day, and it helped me with two different things there, Linda. It helped me write my novel, and it's been helping me write this new PowerPoint that I'm going to be using on Tuesday.
Sure. Amazing.
I love that. I love it. Juan, tell us about you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Juan Pino. I help entrepreneurs build purpose-driven brands that allow you to work less and earn more. If you're the entrepreneur, I want to help you get fired from your own business so you can delegate the full process. Thank you.
That sounds like a plan for all of us to be, you know, passive. I was just thinking this morning, you know, as I get more and more into my retirement, which, you know, Mark and I are traveling quite a bit. Hey, you know what, Sherry, I have a problem here. Mark just texted me. He's had an injury on the job. Yeah. Sherry, can I make you I am so sorry about this. I am going to make you my host. I don't hear you. You're on mute.
Sorry, I'm on mute.
Okay. Can you go to, can you share the screen? And I'm going to mute myself. And can you share the screen over to my website, just kathybenner.com? And I'm going to mute myself for a minute and see how bad Mark is hurt here.
Okay. I will get there in a moment. Sorry for the delay, everybody. When you're on Zoom and you don't have things called up, it takes forever to get things going, right? So this is Kathy's website. As you can see at the very top, she has her menu bar. Sign up over here on the right, log in on the right, and then different aspects of key components that she wants you to be aware of. She's got her logo right in here, with great images on the front page. And right there is that Mr. Mark. Next thing you see down here is she's got the red dividers, and she's got book a 30-minute chat with me. And then she goes through her cycle. Her cycle is a call. You can have free meetup. You can join a course. You can join a mastermind, you can get one-on-one coaching, and she will always share some freestyle tips with you. And then she has another red bar to kind of break up the next step. The next step is attending a meetup. And there's our friend who loves to go to Paris. And she has the links to the meetup there. Buy a course. Kathy does a great job with her courses and linking multiple areas together. Step three is becoming a Simply Start member and Linda and I, I'm not sure about Marty, but Linda and I are members of her community. So we get to have special things with Kathy once in a while. Right, Linda?
And Sherry, I'm back. Thank you so much. No, you.
All right. And we are need a coach or a mentor. I'm going to stop my share.
Now, I think you have to come back and make me the host again. Thank you so much for that, Sherry. Mark had an injury, but he thinks he's okay to drive home. I offered to come get him, but he's coming home. So thanks everybody for hanging in there. I appreciate that.
So you're going to need the ER?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
All right. Am I back as the host?
You're a co-host, just in case we needed
Okay. Very good.
Person.
All right. So I am going to share my screen. And Sherry, thank you so much. You did a great job there. Let's see if it'll come up on my homepage here. All right. What I did, and I'm going to go back here and show you. This is my homepage, which is where Sherry was. And Sherry was simply going down the homepage showing you how I have it laid out. But I want to actually come over here to the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs on the drop-down menu and come down to the course. And scroll down to, and here's where we've talked already about our VPS, our storytelling is our marketing, serving is selling is what we talked about last month. But here is the step-by-step, and here's what I want to show you. And then I'm going to go back and finish where Sherry was. The key is clarity. When you are working on your website, it needs to be very clear to your viewers on what's in it for them. And so how to build a better business, how to BBB your website. So first of all, think about your website as a story. You're going to have a character, which would be your customer, your avatar, the person that you're trying to help. So you're going to have that person who has a problem. And then that person who has a problem meets a guide. You are the guide. You are the guide. So always think of that when you're laying out your website. You're the guide that is going to help your customer solve their problem. So you're the guide. You're not the hero of your story. And that's what I was getting to at the very beginning when we were talking about some realtors and some attorneys, their website is all about them being the hero of their story. Look what I've done. I'm in the $1 million club and I've done this and I've done that. And here's all my accolades. And here's all of that needs to be at the very bottom of your website. Because when people see that, they say, oh, well, good for you. I'm glad she or he is so successful. But what's in it for me as the customer? So your customer has a problem and they meet a guide. You're the guide. You're going to give them a plan. And the plan is going to call them to action. And when they take action, you're going to help them, being the guide, to avoid failure in the action that is going to end in their success. Okay? So your customer has a problem, who meets you, who gives them a plan, who calls them to take action, helps them avoid all of the pitfalls, and it ends with their success. They are the hero. Does that make sense? So now, with that in mind, I'm going to scroll back up here to the top and go back to my home page. So now that you have, I've painted that picture. So now think about this. When your website comes up, this should be a picture of what you want for your customers. And what I want is freestyle living. So does this picture look like freestyle living? Sherry, this picture might look familiar to you. This came from one of Carrie's conferences. And we were horsing around. And one of the things at the conference was we were supposed to knock out the competition. That was the seminar that we were in. And so he had props there where we could do pictures with boxing gloves. And I don't know why we picked up Martin, but, and this is Debbie here in the picture. And of course, Mark and me. Anyhow, I don't know why we picked up Martin, but we picked him up with the boxing gloves on. And I think we won some kind of a, I don't know, some giveaway or something for having the most original picture. And, but all I did is I just kind of faded out in the back the Igniting Souls logo on the background screen. And then I did call each one of these people on here and ask if I had their permission to use the picture. You know, you have to make sure everything is above board. And they all said yes. They all said they would be honored to be in the picture. And so then I then cropped the picture down and shrunk it so that it would fit on my website, because I was looking through all my pictures on a picture that shows freestyle living. I wanted something that was fun, that we were laughing. You know, I didn't want, you know, I mean, we're talking all about passive income. I could have had, you know, dollar signs and, you know, but I decided once I listed everything that I wanted to talk about, and I'll have to say this for the group. One of the things that I wanted to keep in my toolkit, if you will, was the health component. And that's always a problem, because how does health connect with health and fitness? How does that connect with passive income? So I had to figure a way to tie that together so that it all fit together. And what worked for me is, and I like when Linda said she got out the yellow tablet and just started writing down. I just started writing down everything I wanted to talk about and everything that I was interested in. I was interested in fitness. I was interested in health. I was interested in real estate. I was interested in writing. I was interested in networking. I just listed everything I was interested in. And then I looked at all of that and I said, okay, how can I connect the health and fitness with all of the passive income options and the networking? And I thought, well, you know, why do I want passive income? Why do I want to be healthy? Why? What was my why? And we've all heard this. What is your deepest why? And so I had to start peeling back the onion, the layers on the why. Well, why? I said, okay, well, the reason why is because I want to spend more time with the grandkids. And I could, you know, right now, my coach said to me at the time, he said, well, you're not with the grandkids right this minute. So how come you can't, you know, still work at the nail salon? Because I had, for those of you that don't know, I had 5 beauty salons. And he could say, why can't you work? You're not with the grandkids right now. Oh, okay. Well, it was because I wanted to spend more time with Mark. Well, same thing. You're not with Mark right this minute. Okay. Well, my why is because I want to travel more. He goes, well, you're here. You answered the door. You're not on an airplane somewhere. So why can't you still go to work? And finally, I had to make a decision. What was my deepest why? Well, my deepest why is that I wanted to live on my terms and I wanted to do things when I wanted to do them. And I didn't want to punch a time clock. And so at that point, my deepest why was I wanted freestyle living. Mark is here. Mark, are you okay? So my deepest why was freestyle living. And so that was my topic. And you can see here, your freestyle living strategies. So I put that in the website that it was all about freestyle living. It wasn't about passive income and being healthy. Now, all those things are components, but my overarching strategy was freestyle living. And so I wanted a picture that went with my overarching strategy. Does that make sense? So I didn't want a picture of real estate. I didn't want a picture of hiking in the woods, because again, I don't know about you, but I've tapped into some websites that if I just looked at the picture, I would go, what is it they're selling? I have no clue what this website is about. Or sometimes it's an author and they lead with their book. And that's really not their main focus, is their book. But they put that they're so proud of the book that they put a picture of them with the book right up front. And so you're thinking, oh, it's all about this book. Well, it's not necessarily all about that book. But that's what the website makes you feel, that it's all about the book. And again, at the end of the day, it's how the website makes you feel more than what it says. It's how it makes you feel. And so I wanted it to feel fun. That's why we're all laughing. And again, this picture was not staged. We were just horsing around. And when I went through all of my gallery of pictures, this is the one that jumped out at me. I said, this one shows that we're having fun. This is the freestyle living. So hopefully that helps on what to put at the top of your website. So then I wanted to give just a general overview of everything that we're doing. But remember, I'm the guide. I'm not the hero of the story. I'm the guide. And so right away, when you look at my VPS, it's all about my customer. It's teaching you. I'm talking to the customer. It's teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. It's coaching you how to get there faster. It's design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. It's not like I can help you learn how to be, or I can show you. See, it's not about me. It's all about you, the customer. So that's why my VPS is worded the way it is. So then as the customer, they say, well, okay, well, you're going to teach me, you're going to coach me, you're going to help me design my path. Well, what, how do I do that? Put it in simple, understandable steps. And I like the three or five. I like the odd number, the three or five steps. So, and then I kind of threw in step four as being, and again, for those of you that have been with me a while, you know that I, when I create my website and my offerings, I create them like baseball, you know, your first base offer, your second base offer, your third base offer, and then what's your home run offer. And so these are my bases. So step one is attend a free meetup. And that's what we're doing here today. This is a free meetup. It can be on Zoom. It can be in person. When you get to my calendar, you'll see that I have a whole combination of Zoom calls and in-person meetups. So those are the free meetups. So step one, base one, first base, your first base, and you want to make your first base offer. And we're going to get into this as this unfolds. And I might even twist Linda's arm into showing her AI skills and creating some content down the road. But as you create that, your step one should be something that is kind of painless to your customer. They don't know you. And so you want to create something where they can tap in for either free or a very low entry cost. Something where they go, okay, if she's not any good, I don't feel like I've wasted, you know, $5,000. Because how many of you see some programs and all, the words are, they're saying all the right stuff in the funnel or in with the marketing, but when you get to the price point, you're like, I really don't know them, and do I really want to spend that kind of money? It sounds like what I want to learn, but I don't know if I want to risk that price point when I really don't know them. So your first base offer should be a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you where they don't feel like they have a lot to lose if they decide it's not for them. Does that make sense? And so that's step one. So some are in person, some are on Zoom. And you can click here and make sure your links all work on your website. You can click here and it'll take you right to all my free meetups. Then step two, or a second base offer, is they can just buy the course. It's an unlimited access. I toss in here because sometimes folks would buy the course and then they'll go, oh, I didn't scroll down far enough to realize I could have had all of it for one. So I do put that here, become a member, get the entire academy for the price of one course. So I do put that in there just so they know that that is an option and they can click on that before they click through the courses, or both. They can click through and then come back to that if they decide. And then, of course, step three, or my third base, is becoming a member. This membership site is my bread and butter. And let me share what that means. When you're putting together your offerings, you want to find the one that makes you the most money and causes you the least amount of work. So think about, what is that thing that makes you the most money that creates the least amount of work for you? And that is going to be your bread and butter. That is always going to be your third base. So start with third base. Start with that. Pick that thing out of your toolbox, out of your toolkit of everything you're bringing to your clients. Pick that thing and say, this is the one that creates the most income for me with the least amount of work. And so this is going to be my third base. This is where the bases are loaded. This is my third base. And then reverse engineer that. If that's my third base, what could be my second? What could be my first? If that's my third, What is a step down from that? That could be my second base. A step down from that, what could be my entry point? And then go the other way. Okay, now I'm going to get a home run. I'm going to bring everybody in. I'm going to empty out the bases. I've got, you know, all the bases are loaded. The third base is full. And so now what would be my home run? Your home run, that's what makes you go out and maybe have a glass of champagne that evening. Say, woohoo, I booked the big one. You don't do a lot of them because it's time consuming. So you don't do a lot of those big ones. That's going to be your step number four. And for me, that is, do you need a coach instead of a mentor? And that is where I do one-on-one coaching. And that's my home run. I only want a couple of those a month. I don't want 20 coaching clients. I can't do 20 coaching clients. I don't even want 5 coaching clients. If I have 2 coaching clients a month, I am totally happy. Does that make sense? So that's going to be your home run. So reverse engineer all of that. You know, once you see how you have your, you know, first base, second base, third base, and home run, kind of start with that third base. What is it that is your bread and butter? And how can you reverse engineer that? And then how do you bring them on across home plate? What is that home run? So this is where my marketing ends. This is what's in it for my clients. I show them Freestyle Living. I give them my VPS, what I'm helping them do. I give them the steps on doing it. That's where my marketing ends. Now people say, okay, this sounds like everything I want from her, but how do I know who she is? Then I segue into getting folks to know me better. Here is where Freestyle Living Tribe Trips, Celebrate Your Freedom. Here we go. Now they can click here and see where we're going next. And I invite folks, they can tap into any part. They can just come to the free meetups and they're part of the tribe. See, and here's what I'm going to scroll back up and show you this. On this graphic, you can just do a complimentary call and it makes you a part of the tribe. You could do a free meetup and it makes you a part of the tribe. You can just do just the course. It makes you a part of the tribe. You can do just the mastermind. The membership site makes you a part of the tribe. You can do just the coaching with me, makes you part of the tribe. You can do one of the trips, makes you a part of the tribe. You see that? So everybody is included to the Freestyle Living Tribe. Is that helpful to make sense of this graphic? So now when we go down past all the steps and past the tribe, now meet Kathy. Here's where I start talking about me, because again, the website was all about you. It's all about your client. It's not about you being the hero. It's about them being the hero. So now when they go, okay, I like everything I've seen. Who in the heck is this Kathy girl? So now they can meet me. Here is another entry point. I would like a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy. I wanted to make it, I use the word coffee chat because I didn't want them to feel pressure. Here was my fear. My fear was if I worded that differently, they would feel if they scheduled a call with me that it would be an infomercial, that all I would do would be high pressure to sell them something. Have you ever felt that way when you've seen a link on call, schedule a call, and you're thinking, I don't have time for that today. They're going to pressure me to buy. And, you know, and maybe you know this about yourself. Maybe you're a pushover. Maybe you end up buying stuff. Have we ever done that? Buy anything. And then later go, why did I buy that? I really don't have time for that right now, but we bought it. Yeah. Okay. I'm guilty. And so a lot of folks will avoid that link because they don't want that pressure of feeling like you're going to sell them something. And that's the whole reason you want to get them on a call so you can, you know, reel them in. And so that's why I worded it a 30-minute coffee chat. That's why I worded it that way. If that helps anybody as you're putting together your program. Now, here's how they can learn more about me. They can look at the books I've written. They can look and listen to any of my podcasts. They can click in and read any of my blogs. See, here's where the segue now gives me credibility. And this is where on your website, you want to start giving yourself credibility. This is where they say, well, why should I spend any money with Kathy. Okay, well, she's written the book on it. She has a podcast that has tons of views. She has been blogging for several years now. See, so all of a sudden, they go, okay, so maybe she does know what she's talking about. See, it gives me a little more credibility, but it's content. Again, what you're doing is you're putting content out there so that your customer gets to know, like, and trust you. And I know we've all heard that phrase, to know, like, and trust. They have to get to know, like, and trust you. And so this is where they're going to get to know, like, and trust you, is by looking at your books, reading some of your books, listening to your podcasting, reading through some of your blogs. This is all great marketing tools for you. But you can monetize all of these. You can make money selling the books. You can sell advertising on your podcast. You can have affiliate links in your blog. So you can even make money. Even though these are marketing tools, you are making money as you're marketing your branding of you. Does that make sense? These are three more streams of income, in addition to the courses and the membership site and the one-on-one coaching. This is additional streams of income for you. Then as you go down, and again, we've got our free private community. It's our very own insider chat. So now you're letting your folks know that they get some special treatment here for being a part of the tribe. And as you scroll down, see, this is more about you, because now you're trying to show your customers more about you so that they get to know, like, and trust you. So they can click on your calendar of events and they can now see all of those free Zoom calls and all of those in-person meetups, and they can pick and choose whatever they want to join. They can see the speaker's cabinet, and then they can learn more about giving back with every membership. And this is how I give back, not only to the communities, but not only community-wide, but statewide, internationally wide. I give around the world. And so they can click through and say, wow, okay, so she does have a pretty big reach. And then of course, there's some testimonials and thank you. These are the gals that are usually on the call with me. You've seen them before. And so these are my testimonials. And then at the very bottom is my certifications. And my certifications, I've got it worded that my certifications are powerful evidence of my unwavering dedication to professionalism. By earning these certifications, I showcase to my peers and the general public alike the depth of my commitment to my chosen career. Moreover, they signify my unrelenting pursuit of growth and improvement as I continuously expand my skills and knowledge. Through these certifications, I am equipped with the expertise necessary to effectively search, serve, and support my valued clients. So it just lets everybody know, and the way I have this worded, it's still all about them. It's not about, here's what I've acquired, here's what I've accomplished, yay me. It's still, I do this for you. I'm doing this for you, my client. Does that make sense? And then, of course, at the very bottom, you can have your terms of use, your privacy policy, all of that sort of thing. Now, here's what I want to tell folks that are on this call. Feel free, and I'm giving you permission, to go to my terms of use, go to my privacy policy, feel free to take a look at those and create your own and make sure you have these things on your website. And feel free to take a look. I won't say you can steal mine, but if you do, make sure you change my name to your name. Make sure you change my company to your company. Make it yours, but visit this terms of use and this privacy policy. And make it better. Make it better. And if you see something in mine that you go, Kathy, I saw yours and I created mine, but I did my research and you're missing this one point. If you run into that, let me know. If you run into something I'm missing. But feel free to look at those, because you should have those on your website. Okay. Then you'll notice that I do not have a contact me page up here. There's the homepage, Kathy's story. They can chat with me. Become a member, giving back, and then on the more button, here's all of the free meetups, health and wellness, real estate, entrepreneur, authors and writers, networking, one-on-one coaching, tribe trips, my author page, my podcast, my blog, there's the magazine. Linda was talking about was it Linda or Sherry? Linda was talking about the magazine, my calendar of events, the speaking topics, and then join our speakers cabinet. So all of that is here. But you'll see here in the footer, I have this little contact Kathy or Kathy's dedicated team. I have that over here. And I don't get a lot of contacts there because I've kind of hidden it in the footer. And the reason is most of my information is already on my website. And what I'm trying to prevent is everybody sending all of these contact, which comes up in your email. I don't know about you, but I get like 100 emails every hour. And so I'm trying to prevent, where do I find your free meetups? Where do I find that? Where do I find that? Where do I, and all of a sudden you're spending your days just answering all these emails and all the information is already on your website. So that's why I've buried my contact me in the footer. And then my terms of use and privacy policy again are in there. So please feel free to, you know, steal any of that, whatever works for you. Now, I want to open it up for questions. I'm going to leave my screen shared here. I'm just scrolling backwards to the top. I'm going to leave it shared for now. Is there any questions from anyone at this point that about how it's laid out? Is there anything, comments, questions, aha moments, anyone? Gosh, I did such a good job. No questions. All right. Aha moments. Any aha moments by looking at that and going through the fact that you are the guide? Marty.
Yeah, I see that. I see the consistency in making it all about them through everything that you're talking about. And then even when you made a statement, it was in quotes and, you mm-hmm. know, so you're avoiding overusing the words I and me, which is always good. What was the difference between your step two and your step three membership? Is that the same product?
Well, again, let me share my screen and I'll show you.
Because I'm on one of those, I believe.
Yes. You want to build. You want to build. Mm-hmm. And so here, and I'm going to show you on the graphic. You can do a strategy call and it's free. And I put it here, have a casual chat with Kathy. Mm-hmm. Or you can come to a free meetup. And so join as many as you'd like. But then if they buy the course, see, this is my first base offer, the free meetups. But then if mm-hmm. they buy the course, learn everything from health to wealth in the course, mm-hmm. it automatically includes all of the free meetups. See, so, or as many strategy calls as they want. So if mm-hmm. they jump in at this level, they automatically get all of this. Mm-hmm. If they come over here and say, okay, I want to be part of the membership community, they automatically get the courses, the meetups, the strategy calls. They get all of that is included mm-hmm. because it's bundled. And if they come here and do just a coaching, if they just jump straight in, they've never done a strategy call. They've never come to a free meetup. They haven't bought any courses. They haven't bought the membership site. They just want to do the one-on-one coaching. They get the membership site, the courses, the meetups, they get all of this. Does that make sense?
It does. So I think your last line item on step two was actually telling them they could do step three. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you just have one membership. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. But it says become a member, get the entire academy for the price of one course. And I put that there because I was afraid that folks would click through here and buy a course and then they would go, oh, I could have just, for almost the same amount of money, I could have just had a whole year in the membership. And that's why I did add that here so that they would realize that was an option.
Thank you.
Is that helpful?
Yep.
Okay. Anyone else? Anybody see anything I'm missing that I could, Juan might have some ideas about that. Juan, anything I'm missing?
No, that information is pretty spot on and really relevant today. It's true. It's about, it plays a big part in anticipating your users' needs and really just being a guide in their journey to success. It's like, Yoda and Luke in Star Wars, he is the guide.
Absolutely.
And provides him with like the necessary tools for Luke to become the hero, the protagonist, as our customer would be.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for that. Yeah. Linda, how about you? Any comments, questions? We're at the top of the hour, but I hope that I've brought value today of stuff you can use.
Yeah, the reinforcement is always valuable to make it about your customer and not you. It's so easy for people, whether they're a personal brand or a brick and mortar, to try to do all the list of accolades, and it really just it just comes across in a really tone deaf way that you're not getting what the customer needs or is looking for. And so great repetition. It's always about them.
And I like that I start with the free meetups because it gives folks a chance to tap in and see if it is for them. You know, I wish that a lot of places of information that I'm looking for, I wish that they had a free meetup that I could just tap in a time or two and go, yeah, this is exactly what I'm looking for. I think I am going to commit more to this. Yeah. Sherry, how about you?
I think it's kind of ironic that Juan had mentioned the hero's journey. Right now, my PowerPoint that I am creating is the hero's two journeys. So there is the outward journey that everybody sees, and there's also an inward journey that is happening inside. And that's the one that I'm talking about within the PowerPoint, and I'm sharing what's going on inside a kid when they're refusing to write, or they are so frustrated with math, they have so much anxiety, they can't do it. And so thank you, Juan, for noticing that Kathy was using the hero's journey. I know she was, but I wanted to reinforce that there are two hero's journeys that are happening at the same time. It's what we see, but then that internal thought process as to what's when they are refusing the call, what's going on?
Sherry, thank you so much for that. And for those that are listening, Sherry went into more detail about that in a previous call. And so if you search back on the Build a Better Business in the podcasting, and we're also on Vimeo, we're on YouTube, and then we're on like eight podcast channels. But if you go back and look for the call where we talked about story, our story and telling the story, our hero's journey story. Sherry shared a little more in that particular call about the fact that there are two hero's journeys, if you wanted to hear more about that. Anyone else? I think that we've covered the territory, and any big question that anybody has on putting together your website. I know, Marty, you're right in the middle of building yours now. You're on Linda's platform. And I'll share a little bit. Linda has a, I'm using Teachable, by the way. What I just shared is all on Teachable. Linda, what is the name of your platform for our listeners?
Through the Home Business Academy, I can put my link in the chat
Perfect.
because I represent them, and I would appreciate anyone who joins coming through me since I'm spreading the good word.
Perfect. I love
I
that.
can put that in the chat right now.
And so Marty is going to be using that platform, and Sherry uses Zendler. And now, Sherry, is that one that you can also do course creation in Zendler? Yes, okay.
It is similar to Kajabi, but half the price, and you can put more products on than you can do in Kajabi.
Yes. And in Teachable, if you're just on the basic Teachable, which is the one I'm on, you can do five courses, you can do five coaching, and you can do five uploads like ebooks. And then if you want to do more than five of each of those, you have to buy the next level. And then in each level, and again, I'm sure most of the platforms are similar. In each level, then you get some extra stuff in there. Like I can do certifications, and I can do affiliate links, and I can do all those kinds of things. Yes, and perfect. Linda put in there that you can reach her at linda-thomas.com, and make sure you put the dash between the Linda and the Thomas because there's more than one Linda Thomas out there.
There's a
And
lot of us.
yes, and I'm going to put mine in there, kathybinner.com, and that will take you right to the website that we were talking about today. And And Sherry is just sherrydaughter.com. And I'll put hers in there as well. Okay. And Marty, you don't have yours yet. Am I correct?
I don't have this website. I have my agency website.
Okay. You're welcome to put it in there. And Juan, if you have a website, you're welcome to put that in the chat as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
And I'll make sure that I include those in the replay.
Thank you. Sorry, the cat was irritating.
Well, I just want to say how much I appreciate all of you being on today and send some good vibes out to Debbie. Juan, thank you so much. Topcreative.ca. Thank you so much for that, Juan. And thank you for being with us, Juan. And please join again. We are here the first Monday of every month talking about building a better business. And of course, Marty put in there what she does. Oh, and she's got some more information there in the chat. So thank you for that. Anyway, and Marty, I think that just went to host and panelist. So I am going to copy that. Yeah, that's okay. I copied it out to everyone. Ah, okay. Well, yeah, well, it won't let me.
I can copy it and paste it.
Yeah, I put it in there, but it doesn't let me send it.
And while you're fighting with that, I hope that Mark is doing okay.
Yes, I am getting ready to go check on him.
Is he back at the house?
Yes, he is.
Good.
So I'm going to go check on him next. So,
does anyone have any tips? So I am using a VA to set up my website. And so just communication-wise, any ways to... You know, because what I'm running into is I explain it, and he's great. He sets it up, and then I have to go in there and go, no, more like this. And I'm just, I don't know if there's any shortcuts or tips for communicating that sort of stuff when you're not the one in the trenches doing it.
Have you seen a page that you really resonate with, that you like the look of, that they could kind of replicate?
Yes, I have done that. Yeah.
I had an offshore VA in the past, and I feel your challenges. It was challenging.
It takes a lot of communication to stay on top of it and then make sure you're not wasting hours of their work, kind of getting sidelined, even though they're doing really well.
And I'm a firm believer. Again, you've heard me say this before, for those of you that have been with me for a while, I like when you do your own, because then you're not waiting for someone else to get to you, and you're not paying big prices for them to do all this work. And then for you to go, oh, that's not really what I had envisioned it was going to look like. And then you want them to change it. And I know it takes time, but I feel that as soon as you get any kind of an inkling that something needs to be tweaked a little bit, you can do it right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. And so I know it's time consuming. I know that. But I think once you've created your own, I think then, and this is just me, I think then it's okay to have a VA that you can kind of teach them if you need to update a picture or update a link or update whatever. But the actual story that mm-hmm. you're trying to tell, you feel that it resonates with you and your customers. And here's what I'm going to say for all of us on here. I don't know about Juan, but I know, I think for Marty, I know because of her backstory, and I know Sherry and Linda, we are selling to an earlier version of ourselves. Our avatar, our preferred customer, our person that we're talking to in our website is often an earlier version of ourselves, which is why we have the products we have, because these were our struggles. That's why we make such a good guide, because we've been there and we've made the decision that we're going to rise above whatever the problem was. And so now we are a great guide, because we can now say, look, this is what happened to me, and now here, and this is how I fixed it, and here's how I'm going to help you fix it. And so that's why when we put together that website, I think the story resonates with us, because we're marketing to an earlier version of ourselves. and then you can hand it off to a VA. Now, that's just my opinion.
I've found in that vein that, like, I don't know every single thing I want in order to hand it off to someone. It's evolving in my mind, and so building it myself works well for me. I do want to mention something. I wanted to reach out to Marty on this anyway. In the platform that I work with, we actually dedicate every Friday in the daily mastermind, we dedicate that to funnel building. We have an ace funnel builder in our community who comes on, and you literally watch over the shoulder while he's building beautiful, highly functional and high converting funnel pages. So that helps remove some of the overwhelm and fear and how do I start? And when you watch him go boop, 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 you know, through what he's doing, you're like, well, hey, I could do that, you know, and then you combine that with the training that we have as well. So not to try to convince you, Marty, to abandon the VA, but it is doable. And if you think there are portions that you want to try to do, you could do those and then hand off some of the more perfunctory things to him. You might end up with a bit of a hybrid relationship and get the thing built to the vision that you have in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. And I have access to those masterminds now, so I'll check it out. It's another way to network. So
yeah. Well, Fridays are the bomb. I mean, it's insane how talented he is and the ideas that you can get.
Awesome.
I love it. And that's what we're here for. It's all about networking as well as learning to take the next best step in what it is that we're bringing to our customers.
Yeah, super timely. I'm appreciative.
All right. Now, starting next month, we're going to start on our first base offer. So be thinking about, because I want everybody to bring to the table next month, what is your first base offer? How is it that you're going to put something out there, whether it be a free meetup, a connect call, a low ticket item? Save it for next month. But anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about. So I'm excited to see what Sherry's new, she's got a new one. So anyway, think about that. That's what we're bringing to the table. And if you want, I'll let you share the screen and you can show us your new first base offer. All right. Okay, everyone. Thank you for being on and we'll see everybody next time.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Bye.